More dick jokes. After reading Interview with God Part 1 last week, a guy from Canada wrote in asking how he could get a smaller tool like mine. Seems like that's the trend in technology these days. I told him that mine has only 2 apps and the camera in it sucks. He's better off sticking with that clumsy old brick he's got. Besides, the hard drive in mine is already corrupted, so it has virtually no memory except RAM. The only good thing is it's plug and play, so it will still boot to a network if you have a decent connection. Let's see, dick jokes. Conan O'Brien is, Well, who the hell is he, anyway? I think I saw him on television once. He's not the top 10 list guy, I know that. And he's not Johnny Carson. Poor guy. He's got an ad on television, and I don't know why. Good song in the ad. John Waite, Missing You. Beautiful song. Wish the ad was longer. I wonder who is funnier, Conan O'Brien or my sperm worm? Tessa and I saw this male ant last night on the Science Channel. It was about 50 times the size of all the female ants who were attacking it and ripping its wings off. Its abdomen was all distended and plump and sort of a sick brown color. The narrator said it was loaded with sperm and the ladies were carrying it home to harvest its baby batter to make more ants. It looked a lot like my own yuck slinger. I'm not saying Conan isn't funny. I have no earthly idea whether he is or not. I know that I spend a great deal more time with my own piss pump than I spend with Conan. I generally like to forget about both of them, but my muff badger is much better at commanding my attention. Not a criticism, that's just the way it is. I was almost completely honest with God in that interview, especially the part about wanting a nicer baloney pony. That is the only thing I have ever asked God for, ever. Seriously, I'm really, really not lying. And then God just acts like it's no big deal. He sounded just like Tessa. It's fine, quit your bitching. But it still makes me drink heavily some days. It might be different if I was into all this nanotechnology, but I'm not. I don't expect something big enough to land a bald eagle on. I'm just saying I want something that would scare a partner just a little bit. Everybody knows that's a turn-on for women. They say it's not, but they are lying. They are lying when they say, it's fine, don't worry about it. God's probably lying, too. Which would explain why some of my commenters last week referred to God as she. All women lie about the importance of dick size, and I love them for it. You women had better cut out the lying, because I'm telling you this new trend in technology is going to have guys going in for reductions. Just one more word for the rest of you guys out there who are looking to upgrade your huge daddy piston to a cute little nano muff mouse like mine. I don't know what to tell you. All I can do is beg you to wait for the next generation. There are going to be upgrades in the next 10 months, and many of the glitches should be worked out. Stay subscribed to The Fred Effect for all the latest.